Within the next month in Milwaukee, crews will demolish dozens of abandoned homes. The state has given the city $2 million to clear deteriorated properties. WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped by one project Wednesday near 34th and Garfield. About 20 people stood in front of the two-story White House as a crane with a claw tore into the back. Frank Thomas says he's glad to see it go. He lives across the street.
Oh, there was a Hmong family in there. They was there like 3 years, and all of a sudden they was gone. So, no, it was a nice house when they was there, but like I say, when they left, it went downhill.
Another person watching the demolition is Peter Bildsten. He traveled here from Madison. He's secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. Bildsten says the state's $2 million commitment will go a long way.
At an average cost of around $10,000 per home, they're going to be able to remove 200 vacant, abandoned, blighted properties that are dragging down the values of every home in the neighborhood.
Bildsten says the state got the money from fines it imposed on financial institutions for engaging in bad business practices. The city is contributing $12 million over a three-year period, according to Art Dahlberg. He's city director of neighborhood services. Dahlberg says people should soon notice a difference.
At the beginning of the year, we had roughly 500 properties that just absolutely had to be torn down. They were public safety hazards. They were sources for criminal activity in neighborhoods. What we'll make sure of before we leave is the building will be down, it will be graded, it will be seated, so we'll have at least a nice lawn for the neighbors to look at.
Just tearing it down is step one.
That's State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee. He was also on hand for the raising.
And there has to be a step two, three, four, and five to make sure that this little spot of earth is filled with a productive use and a family that can come in and a new property there, and that this neighborhood isn't just left with a broken smile, a toothless smile of empty lots.
Goyke says he hopes the state keeps the money flowing so Milwaukee can continue rebuilding neighborhoods. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.